All right, you want to take it from the top? All right, here we go. Welcome to the holiday edition of Palms and Paws Plus. You're listening to the
Welcome.
podcast, as always. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin McEvely, always joined by the incredible Greta Rose. Greta Rose, how are you doing?
I am so good. I have to say, I'm one of those people where this is my favorite time of year. I get the holiday spirit. It's a whole thing. Got me some holiday spirit. Dr. Kevin, how about you?
Now, couldn't agree more. It's a very cozy time of year. I got to ask, how long did it take you? Did you wait for the day after Halloween to start setting up your holiday decor, or do you wait until after Thanksgiving?
Oh no. I am so late. I feel the pressure. I have not done a thing. The big decision now is about, tree, no tree. I'll be lucky if I get a wreath on the door. How about you?
I respectfully wait until a week or two before the holidays actually begin to race around town and get it all done. But I do have tons of love and frank admiration for the people who put up decorations the day after Halloween. You know who you are out there.
Now, we have an incredible episode today. Like, I cannot believe that. Well, I mean, you know him well. You know him probably better than anyone. Tell us a little bit about our special guest that we've got on
So
this show.
this is a huge score, and I might even call it a scoop for Palms and Paws Plus members. We have Bad Boy Brew, the most illustrious golden retriever on the internet, joining us today. And when you said I know him well, I may not know him best, but I did perform a specific surgery on him at one point. Hopefully, he's let that slide. We are so grateful that Bad Boy Brew is joining us today. We've also got some holiday tips for all of our pet lovers out there, and just a really sweet little surprise at the end of the episode we're going to reveal, that is just for Plus members. So grateful you're all here today.
So excited. And when you say surprise, I mean it's a gift. Like this is how cool this community is that every single member of the Plus community, where we believe in this mission of creating a community where people and pets flourish and we show up for each other. We become better pet parents, and in turn, that makes for happier pets, and that in turn makes for a better world. So, in the holiday spirit of peace on earth, I think this is how we do it.
Is how we do it. Now, in terms of a couple recommendations for the holidays, I've got a few. I hope you don't mind if I share these.
No, in fact, I was just going to ask you, lay it on us because these tips, I mean, I personally am learning a lot every time I sit with you. So, what are some do's and don'ts that we should all keep in mind for getting our homes all cozy and holiday ready?
For all the people out there that have either Christmas trees or some call them Hanukkah bushes, these fresh cut trees will often come with little nutrient packs that people add to the water. And these can actually make pets really sick. A lot of cats and dogs will actually, if they get thirsty enough, they'll try or curious enough, they will crawl under that tree and try to drink water from the basin there. And some of these nutrient packs are extremely high in nitrogen. There are other compounds that can make animals really sick, and so we absolutely want to make sure that animals are protected from that. And so either using a little guard over the water reservoir to make sure that pets cannot get access, or just forgetting about those packets because how helpful are they anyways? And just putting fresh, clean water in there. That's recommendation number one.
Okay, see, that is incredible. Like, that is something that I'm sure, like, I haven't thought of that. That is brilliant. Okay, what else?
Oh, that's an easy one. Another one, instead of low-hanging fruit, low-hanging ornaments or decorations. It's pretty common for animals to get entranced by these. I mean, just for the same reason that we're drawn to them, a lot of them are shiny or sparkly or crunchy. They make noise. And these are easy objects for an animal to chew on. And in some cases, they produce sharp edges, or they can become stuck in the stomach or intestines. So these are absolutely instances where I recommend, if you've got a really curious dog or cat, making sure that decorations are kind of high out of reach, or that they're under supervision, when they're in the same room as these low-hanging decorations.
Okay, I have a confession I have to share with you.
Okay.
When I was in my 20s and I was doing my first holiday, I was so excited to get the Christmas tree, and I was really into Martha Stewart magazine, and she had this incredible idea of doing these shortbread, beautiful little wreath ornaments, with hanging with red ribbon, and I made said shortbread wreath ornaments, hung them all over my tree, and then had the brilliant idea to leave the house with my two dogs in the house behind me. And I walked home, opened the door. The tree was completely in the middle of the living room. There was not a cookie to be seen. There were just red ribbons everywhere. Dr.
Oh my gosh. Look, I'm glad they left the ribbons. I mean, those can definitely get stuck in the intestines and cause a problem. Big shout out to Martha Stewart for that awesome idea. And I'm sure dogs everywhere that year were thrilled, just so full of shortbread cookies. But yeah, perfect example of why we want to be mindful of that.
Don't put food on the tree.
That goes for popcorn. I mean, haven't seen that in a few years. Feel like that's more of a 80s thing. But yeah, the popcorn, other edible items, those belong on a plate, not on the tree, or not on the decorations. So that is easy for me to recommend.
We are actually creating a really great blog post on treats, foods that are good and maybe not so great for the holidays. So check out the blog. Can we like pause, PAWSE, of course, for a little holiday soundbite?
Oh, of course. I love this one.
So, in the spirit of the holiday season, and also because in the past you have shared about your parents' dogs, I thought I would go and ask my mom to do a little recording of her dog, who happens to be named Joy, appropriately for the holidays.
Amazing.
This is a soundbite of Joy, whose favorite pastime is opening a box. That's a cow. That's it. It's just a box. It's a
That
box.
box did not stand a chance. Like, I can close my eyes and picture this happy dog, just absolutely tearing the box to shreds.
Oh,
So incredible.
we
And
have
you've got
one
a
better for you. We actually have, if you go up to the pet selfies on in the plus episode, there's a picture of Joy in the box at the end of the crime scene.
Yeah, no, again, the box did not stand a chance. And somehow that photo captures just a slight look of innocence, as if she didn't just tear that box limb from limb. It's a very delicate balance to strike. Now, I actually tried to get Link to cooperate and play with one of his toys with a little bell on it. And he actually had a suggestion for me. He said, "Listen, I've done plenty of work. I've been on the last two podcasts. I actually think you should ask the community for some sound bites." And so this is our outreach to you, everyone listening. If you've got a sound bite, you've got a dog or a cat that makes silly noises, we want to hear it. And so below is a submission link.
Yes.
You can go ahead and record it as an MP3 or a voice note on your phone and send it over. We want to hear what your pets have to say.
I love that you called it a submission link in honor of Link's suggestion. Thank you, Link.
Thanks, Link. You're the best.
All right, I want to hear this conversation that you had with Bad Boy Brew.
All right, we are diving in. You all know him. You all love him. It's Bad Boy Brew. Bad Boy Brew, it's such an honor to have you here as a guest on our podcast. Thank you for being here. Wow, you've got quite the mic set up there.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Kev. And thank you for acknowledging my sound. I just got a new subwoofer.
We've known each other for some time now, and I just want to get this out of the way first. I'm so glad that you've forgiven me for the neutering thing.
Forgiven you? No, honey. I've just redirected the trauma with my therapist. We're still working on it.
All right, so now that that's out of the way, as we wind up the year, what are some of your New Year's resolutions?
Okay, my New Year's resolutions are stop chasing things that don't chase me back. Continue ignoring the word no. It's clearly not meant for me. Reach new levels of fame, if that's even possible. And I want to get invited to Heidi Klum's Halloween party.
Excellent. Okay. Can you talk a little bit about the art of hole digging? You're particularly good at it. What makes a good hole?
It's all about precision, depth, commitment. My mom says I'm the best golden digger around.
Okay. What's the perfect gift idea for this holiday season?
The perfect gift? Cash or a rotisserie chicken. Maybe some peace and quiet, maybe a margarita, I don't know.
All right, Brew, listen, you're supposed to say give the gift of Palms and Paws Plus, remember?
Oh yeah, my bad. The gift of Palm and Paws Plus, of course.
All right, Annie's back. Okay, so Brew, let's close out the round here. I've got a few speed round questions for you, okay? All right, number one, naughty or nice?
Naughty. Nice guys always finish last.
Number two, your own ball or someone else's?
Someone else's. It's only fun if it's forbidden.
Number three, does the size of the stick really matter?
Only if you're insecure. I make any stick look good.
Number four, favorite water source, ocean, pool, toilet?
Toilet. I like my water with a hint of mystery.
All right, I'm not going to dive too deep into that one. Number five, New Year's at the strike of midnight. Are you kissing somebody or are you passed out?
Kissing. Myself in the mirror. Confidence is key, baby.
All right, so do you have a burning question for me you'd like to ask?
Yeah, I got one for you. Where the f is my treat? You said there would be treats?
All right, Brew. Look, thank you for graciously taking a moment out of your extremely busy life to chat with us. I'll look forward to seeing you soon for your regular checkup. We love you, Bad Boy Brew. And for anybody who wants to follow along in Bad Boy Brew's stories, you can check him out at the Instagram handle at Bad Boy Brew.
He didn't even say goodbye though. Like he just like dropped the mic and like was like, "Bye." He's such a bad boy.
He's a bad boy, and we love him for it. Unbelievable. And I'm so proud that we get to take care of him at Palms and Paws Veterinary Center, I have to say. And when I know what people want to know, yes, he is that soft. His ears are a 10 out of 10, and he walks in with star power. I mean, this guy walks in and owns the room. So, yeah, couldn't be more proud that we get to take care of him.
Oh, that's amazing. That is incredible. And so you dangled this little surprise nugget at the top of the show. What's the surprise? What do
All
we
right,
have?
let's
What do we
do
get?
a, do we get a little drum roll? We have secured a collaboration with an incredible organization, a company called Modern Beasts. Modern Beasts is a company based out of Los Angeles, and they actually have a store here in LA. They also have one in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and they have the most incredible collection of toys, leashes, harnesses, and through this collaboration, Palms and Paws Plus members are getting 25% off everything on their website when using the code Palms Paws. This is a huge collaboration, and their missions are aligned with ours. They are so incredible. They give 100% of profits to 501c3 animal charities. And we could not be happier to partner with such an incredible and high integrity organization.
I was checking out their website and just started drooling. First of all, gorgeous photography, beautiful, beautiful products. And again, so generous and kind of them. Like, just to be clear, this is just out of the graciousness of their heart that they're extending this just to Plus members. Just because they're supporting what we're up to, we're supporting what they're up to. It's perfect collaboration. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Modern Beasts, and we are so excited to have you all explore what they have to offer. The holidays are upon us, and for everyone out there looking for the perfect gift for their pets, this shop is definitely going to delight you guys.
And speaking of gifts, of course, you can now give the gift of Paws and Paws Plus to that special person who loves cats and dogs just as much as we do. We feel like it's a really unique gift. And more importantly, we are growing a community where people and pets flourish, one member at a time, and every experience is going to build upon itself and get better and better and better. We can't wait. So, we have so many good little nuggets in the holiday episode. Just dive in. Please submit your pet selfies. They are absolutely adorable. Like, they're starting to like show all this personality. People are sending us the funniest moments, like dogs up in the middle of the air. You're going to have so much fun. Send us your sound bites. Enjoy your present. Check out the recipe. Get all the good nuggets. Let us know what delights you, and we'll check you on the next episode.
We love you guys. Greta Rose, thank you as always.
Happy holidays, Dr. Kevin.
Take care.